Let's get some extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. A couple of landmark homes to talk about in Rogers Park from Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey with that story. Good morning, Seamus.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, these are a couple of homes that are on Sheridan Road, right about Jarvis. They are both prairie-style houses that were kind of throwbacks to when Sheridan Road was just lined with mansions back around the turn of the last century, before all those big condo buildings and Bob Newhart showed up. this is one of them is actually designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, the Emil Bach House, and the one right next door is called the Lang House, designed by Edgar Newman. The good news, the reason they're in the news again, is that they've been donated to Loyola University by the current owner, Colonel Jennifer Pritzker. She does a bunch of different restoration projects, particularly in Rogers Park, and her company, Tawani Enterprises, had acquired these, completely renovated them, and ran them as bed and breakfasts and Airbnbs and just other uses for the public if you could pony up the money. But they got out of the hospitality business a couple years ago after the pandemic. A little concerned about what would happen to them, but she put them in the right hands, it sounds like, and gave them to Loyola. So they're going to be used for student programming, some community events. So it sounds like the people that, when you drive up and down Sheridan, if you see these old prairie-style houses, they're going to be there for quite some time. They're landmarks, and they really they're really cool to look at after you go through some of the cookie cutter condo buildings there, and all of a sudden you come across a Frank Lloyd Wright. It's a pretty cool thing to see.
Yes, Chicago Treasures, glad they will be well taken care of. Let's talk about why this coming baseball season there will be no red line doubleheaders.
Oh, that's right. Are we ready to talk about baseball? This is
yes, it sounds good.
Well, amid the wintry mix that's coming. Pitchers and catchers are reporting soon. And unfortunately, this year, you can't pull that if you had the stamina to do a Cubs game in the day and then take the red line down to Sox Park for a night game. The schedules don't line up this year like they did last year. Last year, there were about three chances, and we chronicled some people that somehow were able to watch 18 innings of Chicago baseball last summer. I think it was like a 90-degree day, one of them. But no, they don't line up this year. The Cubs and Sox are actually only in town for one series in both parks at the same time in June. But the times line up. They're both two night games and a day game, so you can't do it. So if you want to see the Cubs and Sox the same day, you're going to have to hit the Crosstown Series games, which is there are six of those coming. So it's still an opportunity, but you can't do that sort of crazy 18-inning day marathon that I couldn't do, but God bless people who can.
Let's play two.
Cubs and Sox face off in two Crosstown Classics this May and also in July. Yeah, the pitchers and catchers report on Super Bowl Sunday. And speaking of sports here, we've got some news about the Chicago Fire and their training center.
Yeah, that's right. The Chicago Fire, they've been building a huge new training center on the near west side. They're going to move out of Bridgeview, where they're training around the SeatGeek Stadium out there. This is old Chicago Public housing property. This is around Roosevelt and Ashland, the old Abla Homes area. They got a deal to get 23 acres there, leasing it for about $1 million a month for $1 million a year for the next 40 years. There was some controversy about this. CHA had promised to build more public housing on the site after they knocked down a big chunk of the Abla homes. But instead, it went to the Chicago Fire, and they're going to open next month. Five full soccer fields out there. There's a big dome, if you see that over there by Little Italy. That's the Chicago Fire, and a big new training facility. So they said it's going to be $80 million, state-of-the-art, on par with some Premier League facilities across the pond. So, Chicago Fire got new locker rooms, new everything out there in the near west side.
More at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey, thank you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.